This interview is taking place in the studio of Fletcher Martin at Woodstock, New York, November 5th, 1963.
64.
There I did it again, of course, 1964. Mr. Martin, I have known your work for a good many years, and now it is a pleasure to meet you. Some years ago, I recall my bringing a painting of yours to Utica as the picture of the month, but this would be in the 40s, if I remember rightly. And I think I even recall that it was a painting of a boat, and I can't remember the title. I think I borrowed it from Gruskin, from the Midtown Galleries. Would I be right?
Yes, I was represented by Gruskin in those days. I actually am not certain about the picture myself. I beg to remember such a picture, but not very clearly.
Are you one of those who forgets the pictures once they leave the studio?
Not exactly, but that's been a long time, and I am very careless about documenting my pictures if there ever is any occasion for some art historian to work on me. They will have a hell of a time.
In other words, your main concern is making the pictures.
That's right. And I work pretty hard and pretty consistently, but it always seems that the pictures get out without the proper document.
Mr. Martin, where did you originate? Where did you come from? Where were you born, and where did you study art?
Well, I'm assured that I was born in Palisade, Colorado, which is a little town about 12 miles from Grand Junction, which is I only mention that because it's the largest town on the western slope, so-called, of the state of Colorado. My father was a country newspaper man. That is, that term means a man who ran small weekly papers and worked as a printer as well as editor and writer of the papers too. In other words, he produced as well as function as editor, reporter, and everything else. Well, we moved when I was 6 years old from Colorado to Idaho, southern Idaho, where again my father had a paper. And Idaho was the place I was raised, that is to say, through my childhood. And part of this time, half a dozen years, were spent on a ranch, which my father bought and developed. And after we went broke on the ranch, then we went back to the newspaper business in a small town in northern Idaho. This was Kamiai on the Indian reservation of the Nez Perce. And during all these years, we were in that general area, but not always in the same town. We moved from town to town. Every couple of years we would move. Is this...
Oh yes, this is exactly what we want. And when did you begin to take up an active interest in art?
Well, I'm going to get to that. I just wanted to trace the background of the childhood for the simple reason that